Simon Shim Pei Vav Seif Ches. The Mechaber says a shtuf mavois can be done even with the food that you can't personally eat. If someone else is able to eat it, that's good enough. For example, nazar can shtuf mavois with yain, with wine, even though an usher, it's usher for a nazar to drink wine and grape products. Still, since other yidden would be allowed to drink it, therefore it works a shtuf mavois. And the Mishnah Berurah says something applies to Ruv Chumen. Theoretically, it would be the same for Ruv Chatzeris, as Ruv Chatzeris has to pass with bread or matzah, cannot be done with wine. Say the Mechaber says that a Yisrael could do shtuf mavois with truma, saying the beef, you do erf chumen, erf chatzer is the bread of truma, because since a kohen can eat it, that's good enough. Now, Mishbura says that nowadays they're all tamei mesim, truma tohera is not roi for anybody to eat, and therefore you cannot use it for erv and shtuf mavois. However, he says, chalos chutzlar is bezman hazeh, that you could use for erv chumen, erf chatzer is and shtuf mavois, that rush is chalo, peace, because Sharatzin explains to give it to a kohen who just went to the mikvah, whose tar would be allowed to eat the chalos chutzlar is bezman hazeh, even though we don't find that we do it, but technically it's allowed, and therefore it could be used for erev and shtuf mavois. Mishnah Berurah discussed somebody's makbid not to eat chadash mazeh and chutz laaretz. So if he's not like that, just beside the chumrah. So he could use it for erev and shtuf mavois. But if he's makbid the gazol like the paiskin on meikar, then it's also even chutz laaretz. Then it's also if he used the erev chateres shtuf mavois or chumrah because he treats as something which is also meikar adin. And Mechaber discussed somebody that neder or shvuah not to eat from a food. He could still be used for shtuf mavois. Other people can eat it. He says, Yeshar ibn Arsh does the whole that only if he made a nether or shvuah not to eat from it. If he made a nether or shvuah not to be nether from it, they cannot use the shtum of voice, because even other people can eat from it, so he doesn't have that problem. But he's being nether by using it for shtum of voice. And he asks on himself the hanah. The Mishnah Berurah says only by shtum of voice, erf chatzeris, which is not even for dvar shus. But Ruvit Chumen, which is only done for dvar mitzvah, say there's no problem, because no problem being nether from it, because mitzvah of the honest nether, it's not called as being nether. Now, the Mechaber is mashma that, this is like a machlekas lishitas over here, but the shpurs that many achrenim write, the Evan agrees that if he made a neder or shvua not to be nana, that always shanim agree that he cannot use it for shtum mavois or chateris. Their mod discuss if someone said kainim hanasai a kainim achlasai of this food on himself, he said Ramos says everyone agrees he cannot use it for shtum mavois or chateris, and Mishnah explains the resistance of lashon kainim. Kainim is lashon hektish, also klamik a hektish. So then, if we allow you to use this for erev chaserus to mavois, people will start using hektish, and hektish for sure cannot use the erev shetuf. That's also for the whole world to eat, not just for him. The ma'aseh, you know, the Moses is the kliyama. The Mishmura tells us, looking at the Be'alacha, it brings the many achrenim, ask on this, and the going to be agro takes the real kliyama out, because it's not, halacha is not muskim, really the kliyama, not everyone agrees to this. Sif test, the Mechaber discussed, somebody said about a certain kikah loaf of bread, that today it should be chulam, but tomorrow should be hektish, or tomorrow should be a kainim. Use the shetuf mavois, because Bashmash doesn't have vadi kedush yet, and it's still roi. When the erev shetuf is chal ben hashmash is still roi, but the opposite when he says today on Friday it should be kainim and on Shabbos it should be chal, then he cannot use it because since already he had the iser, the heter from the kainim doesn't go off until vade lail to tzeis chavim. That's too late. If chaser shetuf mavoyis has to be chal ben hashmashes. In the first case where he said yem chal l'machar chodesh, the Sharetzia makes machlekes rishayin and Rashi and Rambam whether you actually allowed to eat it ben hashmashes because the kedusha did not go down until or even if you cannot eat it, but it's only me suffic, and if erev chaser shtum avoyis, or mekel on the suffic to say that's considered royal achila, even though practically we don't let you eat it because of suffic kedusha, or suffic nether. Now the Mechaber discusses some other cases. You have a chatzah that's open to two avoyis, and you made shtum avoyis with each one of them. So each one of them, you give a tautal from each mavi to the chatzah, and each chatzah to the mavi. And the two mavoyis cannot be mishtatav with each other. They're considered separate from each other, and they cannot be mishtatav with each other. Just this chatzah in the middle, Kamishtatav each of the two separate mavois. Unless, Mishnah Berurah says, if they put together two shtum mavois and they kept it all together over here in this chatzar, in one kli in this chatzar, then it's a way to join them together, and that connects the two mavois to each other halachically, and they carry from one to the other, kelim marashavis, in either one. Now, let's say this person, this chatzar in the middle, was not mishtatav with either the two mavois. So if the Bali Chatzar and the Chatzar are in the habit of going using both chatzar, both mavois on two sides, so then you ask from both of them. If they're in the habit, they're ruggle with one of them and not with the other one. So we say the one they're ruggle with, they aser, but they don't aser to the one they're not ruggle with. We don't see them going that way. If they're mishtatav shtum avoyis with the one they're not ruggle, not in the habit of using, so then we could say that they now announce that for Shabbos, this is the direction they're going towards this mavoy. And now the other mavoy can mutter for itself, just it's not hooked up with this chatzar. And the mavoy they're mishtatav with, they're considered hooked up with, and they can carry in and out of that mavoy. Let's say he's ruggle to use both them, this Baal Chatzar, but then Chatzar ruggle, they're in the habit of using both mavois, and then they shtuf mavois with one of them, not with the other one. So they're mutter with that one, and the other one is separated from it now. The other one can carry within itself, just can't carry to and from you. Let's say the mavi that they're ruggle to use may shtuf mavois, and the one they're not ruggle with, not the shtuf mavois, nor did he do shtuf mavois with them. So we push him to the one that he's not ruggle with, and he should stay away from the one that he's ruggle with, in order that they should be mutter, and that he shouldn't be able to stare their shtuf mavois, because by saying to the other one, they gain, and Koifan Be'astoyim, he should use the one that did not have Shtumah Vois, they said the one that had Shtumah Vois could carry the Chatzah within itself and not be hurt by this person, this Chatzah, who did not participate with it.